knew it's a tough place to come, but I think we waste 45 minutes because I think we weren't that good with the ball the first half. Second half we started really well. We started really well. We had two chances, but you know, when you play against these kind of teams, you know, there's two set pieces and 2-0. You know, they had they were much better, but if you check the chances as well, you know, they didn't have chances. And we know that kind of games is about the small details.
Those small details, set pieces, how frustrating as a defensive unit was it to concede in that kind of fashion?
Yeah, of course, it was a good header, because it was, you know, a header like close to the outside of the box. But of course, always is about mistakes, no? And we need to learn from that. But we knew against Reading, they scored three goals on set pieces as well. And we knew it, but, you know, it's just keep learning.
This Albion side have been in games, especially last season. You were still in the game in that second half, were you? Even before the sending off and even after it as well, to a certain
extent. Yeah. I think the second half, the performance was much better than the first half. Even as I said before, they didn't have too many chances, you know, but they were better with the ball than us. And it's in this part we need to improve a little bit, you know, to be better with the ball, with more personality, especially when we play away in this kind of stadiums.
You switched to right back because Shane Duffy came in to make his debut. How did you assess how he got on today in the heart of the defence?
No, yeah, it's for me, you know, after all the pre-season and the first game playing as a centre back today, you know, it's always difficult because you need to adapt again. And I think Duffy he had a good game as well, and it's just time to adapt about the ideas, about how we play. But of course, we need to learn from that game, but we need to forget as soon as possible. We've got the break now, and after we've got two games at home, and it's back to business as quick as possible.
Seventh in the table after August, how do you feel that the team has performed?
Yeah, of course, always we can improve, you know. But I think we played two really good games at home. We had three away tough games, you know, against Derby away, Reading and Newcastle. I think they are tough places. I think the team is always improving. Of course, as I said, we have to. But I'm happy with the team. I hope the transfer window is going to close as soon as possible. And it's going to help, you know, to the team as well. You know, everyone is going to be focused on the season, and that's it.
What about that transfer window? It closes on Wednesday. What will Bruno be doing? Will he have one eye on the TV to see who's going where in the Championship?
No, it's just, you know, I hope we are going to keep all our players, you know, because they are really good and for us, you know, and we miss players that maybe they are out as well, and just hoping just close as soon as possible and back to business.
But maybe bring in a couple of players, one or two, just to maybe help strengthen. It's always good to have competition, isn't
it? Yeah, of course. I know the club is working so hard to get players, and that's the most important. You know, we've got already a strong squad, but if we can be stronger, welcome.